Now just spend 5 minutes sharing yours with your team and helping them see why you've chosen what you've chosen. What's so exciting about this intellectual property that makes your business unique and different? You want to share that with your team?
Just for discussion, in the discussion,
Intellectual property. This is a tough one. This is interesting. Talk about that.
We have our own SIP and SAS.
Right. Yeah.
That we have in hand.
Okay. So that's intellectual. I mean, that's what most IFAs don't have at all. That's strong intellectual property. That's independent of you and your personality. So it doesn't matter who's in the business. It stands alone. That's powerful. Anything else?
Well, I'm a registered life planner as well, which I feel is a unique
certainly at the moment in history, isn't it?
Exactly.
Yes.
A little bit ahead of the game.
Which is great. So you're catching a wave right at the front.
Yeah.
And the wave will come, won't it? You can sense it.
I think so.
Yeah,
I think
it will do. Well, I'm pushing it. I've been talking to George and Roger. I'm just pushing that agenda. We're not absolutely sure whether we're going to teach coaching life planning within Advisor Gym. We might do, because we have some brilliant coaches that we can access. But what we've said to George is, you're not a businessman. That's why you've got Roger Wellington with you. And Roger's phoned me and said, I need a structure in the UK that helps with the business side of this, so we can make them great business people as well as life planners. So we're talking about
that. Yeah, I know. Well, that's one of the things that my group has been talking about, is how we can get a more, make it more robust as well.
Yes.
To go through the 2-day and the 5-day, and I've done a 6-day presentation as well. And you do all of that, and then at the end of it, then, you know, what have you got to show for it? You don't actually get any sort of recognised qualification particularly.
Yes, yeah.
So they do need to sort it out in the UK.
Yes,
if it's going to be Kindle, otherwise there will be offshoots, I think.
Yeah. But I'm eager to help in that area, because we've decided what our pitch is, and we can do life planning, but we'd like to help life planners become great entrepreneurs, so that life planning, just to not do what coaches did, which is fall in love with coaching, which is essentially life planning, and believe that that creates lots of wonderful stuff, and it doesn't. It's just a professional skill. So I can see that danger. I'm really excited about it, actually, because I believe in this so much.
Well, that's my dream, is to be able to get it working profitably, because I feel that there are quite a few people that are doing it, but it's hard to know how well they're doing it.
Yes.
Really.
Yeah.
You can see some of the headline people, but you don't really know whether they are
being confident enough
doing it.
Or whether they were successful anyway before they started doing it.
Exactly.
Yes. I think there's only one story I've met in the UK who wasn't successful and then is now because of it, and that's Tina. Tina Weeks.
Well, I know Tina really well.
Yes.
In fact, I was on Friday because we went to a mastery, and I've worked with Tina on a few occasions.
Yes.
But she's developing.
Yeah.
We have a lot of similarities, actually,
right.
Tina and myself.
That's interesting.
I think I'm a bit behind her. Well, a different business model to her, actually.
Yeah, it is different. So there's trustee companies, Life Planning, which currently is ahead of the wave.
That's the problem. I've got two businesses. I've got the trustee company, and I've got financial planning. And it's how I put the two together.
Okay.
And I'm torn at the moment between how I do that. They seem to me to fit really well together when I talk to clients.
Right.
It's just how I market that, work it.
Okay. So it's both the structure and the articulation of it. Communication of it.
Yeah. It's whether they just sort of go like this, or whether they, how they sort of.
Right. That's interesting. That's really interesting. Really interesting. Okay. Let's have a couple of examples to help each other. And we can talk about this a bit more after tea, and let you have some more teamwork time. I think you love this teamwork time. You help each other so much. Let's just, as inspiration, let's take one example from each table about what you've said so far, and then I just want to show you something about marketing and what's going on, and then we'll have a tea break. Okay, so Stephen, your table. What wonderful things have come up? Intellectual property and why it's powerful and unique and different in your business.
I think the one that's unique for us is that our relationship with a third party enables us to offer discretionary fund management at vastly reduced levels than they would offer themselves,
okay,
and at cheaper costs than they could get if they went direct to the DFM themselves.
Okay, so what exactly is the IP there, the intellectual property? Is it the price, or is it the product? Or is it the alliance? Just which of those is it?
It's the alliance, really. They couldn't get it. We are probably only one of 4 or 5 IFAs in Britain who have that relationship with our provider.
Okay.
So it's...
So that's an investment house, investment group.
Yeah.
Okay. Not a product provider,
no,
necessarily. Okay. Very good. So I think my suggestion might be to maintain that uniqueness and the value, I would be loath to push the price element as part of the argument. It's just a view. You want to think about that. Think about, am I distribution or am I product price?
Right.
And where's the highest value that I can communicate? And you might find that it's not insane because of this alliance, we get this discounted stuff. Because then you're into a discount conversation, right. And the next guy down the road come along with a slightly different alliance and discount even more, and then you're dead on your feet. So just think about that amazing alliance partnership and where the real value of that is to the client. And suggestion would be very careful about dropping down into a price conversation, because then you're into cheap. And that gets dangerous because you're then vulnerable to the next guy who gets it cheaper. Okay. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Sorry. So that table, that's great. Thank you for that. One from your table, do you want to?
I think our most unique one was Mark's with the environment, which you mentioned earlier.
Okay, you want to talk about that briefly?
Yeah, my my view, having attended the Kinder Lifeline course, was that if I was going to manage to get somebody to really, really open up to their dreams or aspirations, if they were busy on their usual environment, that was going to be quite tricky, difficult to do. So we gutted a big filing room that we had and effectively turned it into a soft meeting room with the biggest map of the world you ever did see. Lots of comforting pictures, flowers and such around the room, and a massive interactive whiteboard. So you've got it absolutely soft to enable them to really open up. It gives them an environment where they can escape the rat race and just think about themselves and nothing else for a short period of time.
Right.
When it then comes to, right, let's have a jam session and let's plan things through, this interactive whiteboard then comes into the equation. And you have like yin and yang, so you've got very, very soft and then full on in your face, bittersweet in the same place.
And okay, so it's the physical and the emotional environment you're creating by that room. That sounds very powerful, thank you. You want to elect somebody from your table? Tony?
I was really struggling with this because...
I struggled more than you did. Okay, this is hard, Tony.
What makes us unique? Well, I think that we aren't unique. There are too many of us doing the same thing. Business values, I think, is probably our strongest position.
Okay.
But what we aren't doing is we aren't communicating those properly to our clients. So communication should be one of our IPs,
right?
But perhaps is not. And that's probably the thing that's brought it home to me this afternoon, is that we aren't any different. We may be telling a different story to everybody else, but we're not shouting about the story.
Okay, so it's not clearly articulated, certainly to the prospective target market. Do you want to select someone from your team?
Yeah, David had some points similar to our friend at the back about the environment.
Okay.
Gary had some very good points about the values and integrity in his business.
Okay.
In as much as they, at the moment, drive the business to a great extent, and it's the quality of those relationships.
Okay, do you want to be more specific about how different the values are, if they're intellectual property?
Well, I suppose, again, him and Paul Arnson speak fairly frequently.
Yes.
Using his approach of telling people the truth about their money.
Okay.
So being truthful and open right from the very first conversation.
Right.
Not focusing on products, just about them.
Yeah. Excellent. Excellent. Thank you for that. And we'll continue sharing that after coffee break. Now, Martin might kick me after this with his other leg, but here's what I've come to understand by working with the Martins of the world. I keep hearing bandied about... In every industry and profession, we learn new language and we get all excited about new language. So first of all, it was new model. Everybody's talking about new model. Then it was value proposition. Everybody decided, well, I've got to have a value proposition. Didn't know what it meant, but I've got to have one. I'm serious about this. I was in a room of some very, very intelligent and effective financial planners, not IFAs, financial planners, up in Preston by the River Ribble. And three of them, when they were asked a question, said, me service proposition. And then, bless them, the man at the front, who really did understand, he was one of the founders of Nucleus, what a service proposition really is, asked them, can you please define what you mean by that? and not one of them could explain what they meant by service proposition, not one. But they've all got one, but they don't know what it is. Really interesting. So watch this clever language that bounces around the industry where half the people using it plus don't actually know what they're talking about. The other language that I hear banded about is me brand, okay? My understanding is, unless you're what you're communicating or what you're delivering, what you're saying to the outside world is different, then it isn't a brand. You can't have a brand that's not different. The two are, it's like an oxymoron, you know, it doesn't work like that. It is a brand because it is different. If it isn't different, then you don't have a brand.
I support that. A brand is not a logo.
Yeah, it's not your logo. Something significantly different about your business, different, may not be unique. There may be 10 others or 20 others amongst the 40,000 population, but it's different enough that it's so outstanding. Look, I have competitors in this space, in the IFA space, but we're different. I'm not Paul Armson. He doesn't want to be me, and I don't want to be him. Okay? I'm not Brett. He doesn't want to be me, and I don't want to be him. Okay? I stand for creating businesses with a clear intent to make a demonstrable difference in your client's life. Founding a business which has more meaning and purpose than simply making a profit. And moving from being a financial advisor to a fascinating entrepreneur. And then challenging the status quo in the industry, even if you get beaten up doing it. That's what I stand for. And it's different. It's quite, quite unique. And that's why I sit with Martin for hours after end, and he beats me up and tries to slap me into shape, so that I have something that's worth talking about, that is different, that is unusual, that stands for something. Does that make sense? And I don't want to work with every financial advisor, and you may not want to work with me, but I love you anyway. Okay? Because you're all nice people. But I stand for that, and I only want to work with advisors who want to find out how you do that. And Brett will deal with the other stuff. We'll teach you how to do the fee transition if you're not ready yet. And by the way, people like Nicholas will tell you, because I met Nicholas quite a while ago, if you're not seriously into having structured your fees yet, there is no time left. Really, you've got 18 months to 2013 January, and it's over. And the Nicholases and the Dennis Halls, Dennis Hall is on his third change of fee structure since he started charging. Third, I can't remember who it was I saw in. Okay, financial planner, IFP. I know these guys. Right, Jason Whitcomb of Evolve Financial Planning, I've met him. Says his company has been through various models in order to achieve the right one for his business. People don't realise if they haven't started to set up a fee-based structure with their clients now, they could be facing further trouble. Nick Can says it can take anywhere between 18 months and 5 years to get your structure right on a fee-based business. Summer of this year, it's over. You have to be in a position where someone is helping you develop a fee-based structure business. That's where we are in history. It's a very exciting time. And before we finish, I'm going to have you tell me what's so exciting about RDR. Because it is exciting for those that get it. And really scary for those that don't. And we're right on the edge of a really exciting time in business. And you're right at the vanguard. Okay, Hillary's been sharing with me her feelings on life planning. She's right on the front end of a wave. I guarantee you the norm IFA in the next 5 years before 2017 will automatically be trained in life planning, period. I guarantee that. If you don't do it, you'll just be left behind. It'll just be the norm. It's what everybody does. Everybody will learn to be a coach. Because otherwise, clients will just see you as not being able to do what they want to do in their life. Nothing to do with pensions and insurance. It's all nonsense. just stuff. Okay, before you go to tea, Martin wants me to show you this, because Martin's helped design it. And Nick Cann challenged us to develop for the IFP a marketing program. Said, I want you to develop for the top guys who are into life planning and financial planning, all this, marketing program. And this is it. Can you take your pens, if you would, please, and at the top where it says in yellow, today only, because I'm a big softie, make it this week only. Do you need another one? No? I'm so soft. Okay. This is really for the guests. Inner Circle clients, you're going to get this anyway. Okay, this is part of the package for you. This is a full workshop program, 42 CPD points. You only need 35 to survive every year. And I want you to read it, digest it over tea when you get home. Okay, but we're reducing the price this week by £800. Okay, we're just going doing it for silly price. The questions you asked me, David and Gary, they're in that program, but it's 4 solid days of workshop. Not back to back, it's 4 solid days spread over 4 months. Okay. If you want to hire a Martin for a day, it will cost you the same as going for these 4-day workshops. 42 CPD points, 42 hours worth of workshop, 4 days spread over May, June, July and September. Strongly suggest you have a look at it. Because we're not going to make this offer again. Not this crazy. This is madness. And it's risk-free. There's a guarantee in there. Mad money-back guarantee, which is just ridiculous. But that's what we do. Good. Have a read of that over tea and at home in your bath and stuff. Okay? You've got until Friday if you want that kind of fee. And that, David and Gary, will answer the questions you ask me. It's in there. It's all in there. But it really does take 4 solid days. To not just learn it or get your head around it, but look how tired you are today. Look at you. You're just, I mean, your eyeballs are dropping out now. But to take it away and in a fresh mental moment start to implement it, that's the key. It's all theory otherwise. So we spread it over 4 months, so you have a day, a month to implement it, a day, a month to implement it. And the Inner Circle clients will tell you it takes time to implement. Good. Grab some coffee and then we'll answer Hillary's question. Should I just go for a product? What's the problem with having a product? Why should that be low perceived value? And then we'll close. Good.
Is that the Martin you wanted me to talk to about? Well, I'm working on it. Because you said I should be not seeing Peter listening, but your other friend who's got a guy who's going to help with marketing.
Oh, Martin, yes, that's Martin. Him. That's okay. Him, yeah.
I'll say hello.
Yes, please do. Introduce yourself. Give me your business card. If you've got one. Or ask for his if he's got one.
Yeah, I rushed out this morning. I'm out
of one. Okay. And yeah, he's good. Okay. He's tough, but he's good. He's really blunt. He doesn't take any prisons. Yeah, safe journey, okay? Good luck. Am I in a circle? Yes. Absolutely in a circle. Yeah, in an inner circle. Yeah, in a sanctum.
Yes.
Hey, you know, we were speaking on the phone the other day about my fees thing. Yeah. I went to see that new client and I sat down with him. And it was great because he's just recently had not great for him, but he recently had a heart attack. And the reason I was speaking to him is because I do a group plan with critical illness. So I actually heard about his heart attack and sent him all this stuff and said, look, you need to claim on the critical illness policy because you can get a nice payout of 100,000. He sent it back and said, I don't need to do that. I said, oh, no, you don't understand. This just pays out if you hit the criteria. So he set a meeting up to talk to him, and I sat there with his wife, and we just did some great life planning, you know, for a good hour or so. He just talked about about it and, you know, really got some progress. And then when at the end, he said, okay, well, what do we do next? I said, I got out my little sheet that we'd done, put that down, just said, look, it's 1,500 quid for me to obviously go through life plan and so forth, and I'll put some stuff together and we'll go from there, and then it'll be these fees going forward. And they just said, oh, that's fine, no problem. When do you want me to pay?
I remember what you were saying at the back of my head. I was just thinking, don't sweat, just confidence. Yeah. Just put it down and yeah. just say it. And don't. I was so close to saying, I could probably reduce it. I was so close to him by tagging. I just thought, just no, said, David. Yeah. And he said, no. And he just said, yeah, where do you want me to pay it? Can you pay it now? And I was like, David was right, that was it. Now I'm just thinking, right, I haven't done a life plan and put it down what we're going to deliver. So I've got to find my deliverables now. But no, I think we're getting there. Oh, so it's quite comfortable with that.
What a good feeling.
So I thought I'd tell you.
And now I can always be a fly on the wall watching the second time thinking,
I've done it once, I can do it again.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And you really can. And they, I don't know what it is. Well, animals are very instinctive, and you know, there's this animal part of us, and we are instinctive and we are intuitive and we do sense it. We don't even know why we sense them, but we do. And they sense if you're scared.
I know, yeah.
And I don't even know that they sense it, but they do.
And also with my new clients now, what I'm charging them is 0.75, it's right. 1.5. And I sat down with a client and just said, yeah, it's only for a £25,000 ISA, but I know he's got 2.5 million in the bank, so right. slowly. And I was just saying to him, you know, this is the one I said about life planning, and he just doesn't know what to do, because he's sold his business, he's got all his goals fulfilled, he doesn't know where to go now.
Right.
But obviously we're working together, hopefully we'll get there. And he just said, why do you take 0.75? I said, well, that's what we do here. You know, in terms of what you were saying, that's how I work. This is what I offer, and that's my middle level in terms of, like, you know, the associate level. And he said, well, why aren't I a partner? I said, well, can you check? I said, I can put you there. He said, okay, well, we'll try this for now and see how it goes. So he's already eyeing up the next level.
Absolutely.
And I was like, oh, it is
because you've communicated it and,
yeah.
and it's there.
Yeah.
It's hard. It's a aspirational.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I'd like to be one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you can be.
You can be. Just pay the bit more.
That's right.
And you get all this.
Yeah. And they aspire. They really do aspire to it, don't they?
Yeah. It works. So then there's like three examples. And then when I said to you about obviously backing the fact that my existing client who was moaning about the fees,
right.
I just sent him that document and said, look, this is what new clients have to pay. Unfortunately, fortunately for you, I haven't put it up.
Right.
I can't reduce yours because you're paying a lot less than my current client. And yeah, again, no problem, Steve. Carry on with the business.
Brilliant.
So yeah, it works.
It does. It does. Yeah, it's almost like saying, well, this bloke over here says,
yeah.
This is what, of course, I can't do nothing about it.
Yeah.
No, it's almost like that.
It is, yeah.
It's brilliant.
So we'll see how it gets on.
That is clever. Okay, well done.